Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Ruth.
Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, ma'am. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for making time to speak to the Adventist World Radio listeners this afternoon. We do appreciate your time, and we do not take it lightly at all. This afternoon, we're talking about inclusion, and of course, inclusion in the context of education. And as we look at inclusion, it looks like it is defined as the state of being included or being made part of something. When multiple people are all invited to be part of a group, this is an example of inclusion. And of course, inclusion is about honoring diversity and not ignoring it. In the classroom, it is about responding to the needs of each child, ensuring that all are supported to learn, contribute, and participate. This is what we understand here. But of course, Ruth is going to help us to understand even much more. Now, Ruth, this afternoon, God said in the beginning, it is not good for man to be alone. Now, we often quote this verse in reference to marriage, but what is the importance of community and belonging, other than in the case of marriage and family?
In every human being, I believe there's a need to belong, a need to be a part of something, a need to be in a society, in a nuclear something. And so the Bible then says it is not good for men to be alone. We all need each other. We need someone. We need a place to belong, a place where we can, you know, say, I belong to this. I'm a part of this, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Very important, very important. So it goes outside marriage and family, as you suggest.
Yes. I actually like the way that you put it about that, you know, it is not good for men to be alone. Indeed, we always look at it from a marital point of view. And also with regards to inclusion, people always look at it from a race point of view. But I believe today we're looking at it from a very bigger point of view, you know, a more executive point of view. We are opening up our minds to this issue of being included, being a part of something, and I think that is so beautiful.
Indeed, it is definitely so beautiful. Now, Ruth, in what ways can a child feel left out? You know, and what are some ways that we may be unaware of where we unintentionally make someone feel excluded?
Okay, with regards to children, you know, like, children are different. No two children are the same. And of course, in society, we are all different individuals. We have introverts, we have extroverts, we have the cholerics, we have those. You know, we are all different. And in the mix of all that, there is a danger of only seeing those that are, you know, more outgoing, louder, and everything. Those are the people that are usually remembered. But it's that quiet child, the one who sits in the corner, the one who's sitting alone at break time, you know, who is often forgotten, perhaps even the one who stammers, the one who, you know, just has a certain challenge. It could be a physical disability. And those are the ones that are often forgotten. And so with that in mind, children can feel excluded, from certain activities and peer groups because of the way you are. Because you are not an outgoing person. You know, this child is introverted. They have their insecurities and maybe their background from home. It's a whole lot of things. And as a result, they become someone who is just drawn to themselves, and they are not immediately included in peer groups or social activities. They are usually left out. They are forgotten. And then, it's just generally being ignored and overlooked by classmates or friends, where you are just overlooked. You know, you are just forgotten.
Yeah.
No one really takes note of you. And It's not being invited. You know, we have events, social events, birthday parties. It's that child who is not invited to the birthday party that the whole class was invited to. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're the only one who was not invited. And, you know, it really does something to you. Like, you just, is there something wrong with me? You know, it brings about all these negative feelings if that person is not strong. And more often than not, children are not very strong. Small things knock them off. And then some others, you know, feel they are misunderstood or different from others. They're just misunderstood children, and they are just different. It could be maybe in the way they dress, in the way they converse, in whichever way. It could even be, it could be ethnicity, it could be whatever it is, but they feel, you know, they are misunderstood, and they are just different from others. And then we have others who experience bullying and teasing. You know, those are things that make you feel left out because you are being picked on for all the wrong reasons. You are suffering this violence, whether it's physical violence or it's verbal, whichever way it's being exerted. And that's a way where someone can feel unincluded in a space. And children can also feel left out of projects. It could be projects. It could be a church program. I remember some years back, I'll be honest, I was a children's ministries leader at my church. And it got to me from one of the parents where she said, my son is saying, Auntie Ruth never includes me in any program. I was so broken because I thought I had done my best to remember everyone, but somehow I kept on missing this one, you know. It really broke me because until today, I still feel like that young man looks at me like, Auntie, you forgot me. You know, you didn't include me. You didn't, you know, eventually, of course, I did include him. But, you know, I feel it was not the same anymore. So it's lack of participation in group projects or in games. About a week ago, I wrote about this topic on Facebook. And this someone commented and said that they were doing a school play and he was supposed to be playing an instrument or something. Just in the last moment, just before he presented, he got switched out of that whole event and never took part at all. You can imagine if a grown man remembers such an event, you know, due to a lack of inclusion. So it's being left out. You know, we need to make a conscious effort of including everyone in whatever activity it is, in whatever program it is, whatever project or whatever game. It's even just in playing games. You know, there are those that are chosen and those that are just always on the sides. You know, you're that last child to be picked on the team. It's always, you know, those are hurtful things. When many, I believe many of us adults went through that at one point or the other. And, you know, okay, I'm now jumping. You look at the effects it then has on us as adults. Even now, you know, you look back and say, yo, I got lost. You know, you just got left out of a game. It seems like a very small thing, but it impacts who you are today. It impacts your perceptions, your personality, a whole lot of things. So inclusion is a big deal. Inclusion is a very big thing. You also asked, you also mentioned what are some ways maybe where we are unaware, of making some, you know, you just leave out somebody and you don't realize it. As I've mentioned, I also did that, you know, and it was fortunately brought to my attention. You can imagine if I had not been informed on this thing, if I hadn't been told about it, and this young man would forever hold a grudge in one way or the other. You know, I was at least given a chance to redeem myself and bring this child, you know, because of my ignorance, I was just unaware. And we say, you know, what are some of the ways in which this happens? And I've mentioned that, you know, it was in this program in the children's ministries where I wasn't including all the children. And then it's excluding them from conversations or activities without even realizing it, where you are in a group and you keep talking to the same children and not talking to other children. You have your favorite children that you talk to, but you are leaving others out. And you know, it happens without even realizing it sometimes, that you have your favorites, you have those that you are just drawn to, and you are forgetting others. And in the end, you look at your class and realize that others here, you know, no, others are no longer happy to be here because it's about this person only or these people only. And then another thing is where I believe even among children, this one happens with children especially, where they use exclusive language mm-hmm. or inside jokes that others don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're already a clique, and someone comes through and you are doing all these things, you are saying all these things, you are speaking. In our time, we had the B language.
Yeah.
You know, and you're speaking the B language, and there is this one new person who is just staring like, what is this about? Is it something I did? Is it something I said? You know, the child begins to feel some type of way because of this, you know, because of being overlooked in that way, where others are doing something like a secret thing and they are being left out of the cool factor. And so, it's one of those things where children are using inside jokes and exclusive language, you know, and in some instances, it's just overlooking the quieter children, the quieter individuals. You know, it's important. I'd like to speak to caregivers, to teachers, Sabbath school teachers. It's so important to take in your whole class. You know, look at who is in your class.
Yeah.
Who is who in your class? You know, you need to be sensitive to everyone, sensitive to how they converse, sensitive to their background, sensitive to their temperament, just sensitive to their character, to say who is this one and where best would they fit in. You know, you have children that learn slower, you have those that learn quicker, and it would be important, you know, it's the slower ones who are usually left out. And, you know, it's the quicker ones. If you ask a question, there are those who will raise their hands quickly. There are those who are already saying out the answer. And then there's one who is just quiet, like they are not even there. And it's now important for you to calm down your class and say, so-and-so, what is the answer?
Yes.
You know, even if they are not aware of what the answer is, give them time to find that answer. Others process slower, others process quicker, but it's important that you pick that child in a loving way. You know, so sometimes as teachers, we pick on children in a very rough way to fix them. You know, like, so why don't you know the answer? Why are you not saying this? Why not, you know? And you are already intimidating to the child, and in that they can't even speak up anyway. So I also believe it's in how we are approaching the children. Let us approach in a loving way. Let's make them feel safe, you know, to say, teacher has asked me, and even if I'm slow, she's not going to make fun of me. She's not going to laugh at me. She's not going to shout at me. She's not going to ridicule me in front of the whole class. And whatever I say, it's going to be okay, you know. So
exactly.
It's you know, taking in your class and saying, who is in this class? And how are they? What are their characters? And accommodating everyone. Inclusion is accommodation. You know, it's about accommodating everyone. Yes.
You know, I like the fact that you are saying that inclusion is accommodating. I think it's the best way you would have concluded this conversation. But that we've got to go out of our way to include other children. And one of the things that is important that you made mention of is that children are not the same. You know, people are not the same. There are others who are going to be lively and would want to lift up their hands when the class is being asked a question. But you are saying deliberately ask that quiet one who has not lifted up the hand. Perhaps they know the answer, but they're just shy. So, I love what you are saying, Ruth. I do want to say thank you so much for joining us here at AWR, and thank you so much for your time and, giving mm-hmm. us these very, very important insights for people who deal with educating children, be it at school, be it at church, or also be it at home. Thank you so much for your time. Do you have a last word to say to the listener?
Just a last word to say, there are effects in not including children.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just run over them, and there are effects indeed. One of them I mentioned, which is the long-term effects, which we have now when we are older, where you have persistent feelings of being left out and unable to, to interact with others. You just have this feeling that nobody wants you, and yet people actually want you.
Mm.
You have, you're now suffering from depression, you're suffering from social anxiety
mm-hmm.
because of someone who did not include you from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes into our adult age. It's where you are now suffering from low self-esteem, low confidence, because it knocks you. It knocks you. You have so many questions like, why was I left out? Why was I not a part of this? Why was I not included? So it really affects your child. It affects even us in our older age. Things that happened in our childhood definitely affect us when we are now adults. They impact us in one way or the other. It's affecting your academic performance because, you are distracted. You're not listening anymore and thinking about things that are not happening. Where you're not included, and it's affecting you. You can't form relationships with others, healthy relationships for that matter. And due to this, a lack of inclusion, we have children who then become included in the wrong circles. Because they are desperate for inclusion.
Man.
So just to close off and say, caregivers, parents, teachers, let us leave no child behind.
Mm-hmm.
Include that child. Remember them. Be the one who remembered. Be the one where they'll look back and say, it was because of Uncle so-and-so. It was because of Auntie so-and-so that I felt wanted, that I felt included, that I felt accommodated. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Ruth, thank you so much for your time. Truly a blessing to you and to your work as well, the work that you do. Blessings to you indeed.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day. God bless.
Have a blessed one. Thanks.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.